Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my first podcast of the month of July, 2016. And I'm excited about today's Rave Radio podcast because I'm joined by a friend of mine. We've been friends for a long time in this industry, Kent Cawthorn, who's the Vice President of Sales at Vadio. Kent, how are you doing this morning?
Great, Gary. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. You and I go back a long way, back to your Sony days. I was at Extron at the time, and I think that's the first time we started talking to each other. And of course, most recently, you were with Kramer, was their Vice President of Sales, but now you're at Vadio, and what a time to be at Vadio, having been acquired by Milestone.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time with the culture of Milestone and their focus on customer experience and their ability to understand what the customer really needs and to bring Vadio into the branding between Daylight and Chief and now Vadio. It's just a real exciting time to launch into the Milestone family.
Well, I think the most obvious question from an integrator standpoint, I think, is how things are going to change from a sales standpoint. And since you're the VP of sales, I wanted you to come in and talk about this, because certainly one of the things that a lot of people were talking about at Infocom was your movement from reps to more of a direct-to-dealer distribution channel like Daylight and Chief have. Do you mind talking about that first?
Sure. Thanks, Gary. Milestone has employed, as many other manufacturers have, a multi-channel approach to the market, using both distributors and a direct to integrator sales organization. So in the past, Vadio has employed a manufacturer's rep program, and the manufacturer's reps have been doing a great job for Vadio over the last 14 years. And there are some really high-quality manufacturer's reps that have worked very hard for Vadio. And with the acquisition that Milestone made of Vadio to merge into a multi-channel strategy to match the other brands, makes us a lot more visible in the marketplace, because we have three times the amount of people on the street based on the three brands in each market talking to our integrators. And my goal with Vadio is to create a program for the integrators that show loyalty to the integrators as their loyalty is to us, and to also create a very profitable model so they can continue to grow financially and financially profitably.
Well, I think that that's a good model, and I think that's a logical direction. I think they probably would have moved that direction eventually, with or without the Milestone acquisition, simply because of the way the product mix has changed and the need for the reach for the distribution. So I think it's very logical. How has the transition gone, being part of Milestone? I mean, you kind of had a coming out party at Infocom. How was that received?
Well, it was great. Although our booths were separate from the Milestone combination Daylight Chief area, because Vadio had already made a commitment, I think it was great to have the company there together and to bring customers back and forth from one hall to another hall to see all three brands. To get the three teams together was great, and we're even doing some areas in some of our management where it makes sense to have one person represent all three brands, like in the consultant arena, with distributors, and also with some of the major groups. So that was a great experience to have the whole team there, and it created a lot of synergy. So that was, I think, a great kickoff, and really allowed us to launch into our own sales organization. In the last 7 weeks, I've actually put on board 14 new people that will all be starting before August 1st. So we're very excited to have those people on, and we're adding three additional. So we'll have a total of 17 people just selling Vadio products, and then you marry that with a pretty equivalent staff for both Daylight and Chief. We have over 45 people on the street selling the Milestone brands, Daylight, Chief, and Vadio.
Well, certainly your niche, Vadio's niche, is obvious, and I think in the last couple of years, product development, I would say, has not kept up with the opportunity in the market. I mean, certainly one of the things I would think that you're going to be, if not directly involved in, indirectly involved in, is new product development, because that's going to create new opportunities and new sales. Can you talk about that at all?
Sure. With the investment, you know, Milestone definitely wants to grow. So they're making investments in our product area. We have some exciting products that are you know, in the wings right now, anxious to bring those out, trying to bring full solutions to our customers. And knowing Vadio's overall philosophy of trying to bring out products that are, you know, their theme is the art of easy. So trying to bring out products that are easy for integrators to implement and design and install into systems is really where Vadio has grown up from. You know, they took some basic existing cameras that were in the market, and they built the ability to do extenders with them to get started. And now they're doing it, same thing with audio, both speakers and microphones, with switching, you know, and with cameras. And some of the new cameras that we have coming out, we just introduced at Infocom, a new 4K camera that at 1080p outperforms some of the 3-chip cameras that are out there and performs it much better in a low-light application. So some of these products are out there right now, ready to deliver, and we look forward to a fair amount of growth in the third and fourth quarter of this year.
Well, I think you've been pretty transparent on your plans. I appreciate your coming talking to me, because you're certainly, a lot of people were talking about you at the show, talking about the fact that, you know, that you left a company like Cramer to go to Vadio, but I think it's a lot more logical, and you're now attached to the Milestone company, technologies company. I think that is going to provide you a backbone in infrastructure wise and reach wise, like you said, with the additional salespeople that Daylight and Chief have, that is going to make for guaranteed success. I think it's a great move for Milestone. It's a good move for Vadio to get these new people in there, because they needed it.
Well, I appreciate that, Gary. And I do want to say that I really enjoyed my time at Cramer. The people are quality people. I enjoyed the team, the culture, the chemistry there. And I think they have a very bright future. I think most of you that saw them at Infocom saw that they're growing tremendously. But I'm also looking forward to my new family at Milestone. The culture there is similar in the fact that they really treat their employees well, and they make sure that, you know, everyone cares about each other. And as you care about each other, you care about your customers. And it's just, both places are a great place to work, and I'm really looking forward to my Milestone venture.
Well, if you haven't tried Vadio and you're in that segment, the UC market, and you're doing integrated systems in any way in AV, you should certainly know who they are. But if you don't, go to Vadio.com, Vaddio.com. Of course, it'll eventually be under Milestone as well. But Kent, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it, and congratulations on the move.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it very much.
And you've been listening to my daily rants and raves. Of course, you can see and hear all the Rave Radio podcasts at ravepubs.com.